This is why I love Christ's words of comfort and peace. The grace, mercy, and peace from Jesus Christ and God our Father Almighty. For he speaks often to us, doesn't he? He knows how things are about to happen and what's in store for us. He's God. He's omniscient. He's everywhere all the time. He knows everything about everybody. Jesus said on the night before he was betrayed, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. So then we rejoice. Jesus said the things of his accomplishments, that he has overcome all evil and sin in the world. He has done so in order that you and I could rejoice. Let his word sink in for just a minute, okay? He said, I have overcome the world. He spoke these words mere moments before some terrible things would happen to him. In just a few moments, the Roman guards and Judas would come and kiss him and betray him, and they'd take him away. He would undergo a sham trial. He would be tortured. He would be mocked and humiliated, and he knew what was all to happen, that he would be cruelly nailed to the tree of the cross. And yet he reinforces here his boundless mercy, his great peace. Have you ever noticed that Jesus never gives us false hope? He never offers a false guarantee. He never tells us that if only we had just a little bit more faith, or our faith was just a little greater, then bad things wouldn't happen to us, and life would be a steady stream of rainbows, glitter stickers, and unicorns. No, he doesn't. He loves you enough to tell you the truth. In this world, you will have tribulation, he says. But take heart, rejoice. Be happy, be content, be courageous, and persevere. For Jesus has already overcome the world. He's already won the victory. It's finished. So what Jesus is telling you, that in him, all has already been finished. It was a done deal. All that had been prepared for you before the foundation of the very world, and that wasn't just mere confidence speaking to you. No, Jesus wasn't talking like we so often talk, you know, boasting about what we are going to do or how good we are at this or that. No, this was God speaking. In the Old Testament prophecies, we call this then prophetic perfect, which means that the event still lies in the future, but from God's perspective, it's already a past tense reality. It's already done. That's how for sure and for certain it is. It's already a done deal for God. So be of good cheer, be courageous, be at peace, he says. Take heart in your tribulation, for the Christ has already won. I came across an article I was reading the other day that posed a really interesting question. Are we too comfortable with God? I found one particular section of the article pretty compelling. It's brief, but I'll quote it. He said, there is a Christian t-shirt that declares, Jesus is my homeboy. There is an action figure named Buddy Jesus, where our Savior has both his thumbs up like Fonzie of the Happy Days. Yeah. The writer goes on to say, while I do not own either of those things, both represent how many Christians, including myself, tend to view our Creator and our Sustainer. Are we too comfortable with God? Are we? Have we become so comfortable in our worship and relationship with God that, well, we can have that attitude like, since God is with us and Jesus has already finished what's necessary for your salvation, let's go live it up. Party. You know, ask some of the confirmants from years past, you know, in recent past. There's only one here today. Where are the rest of them? Sorry, but as the pastor, it's very noticeable that many of the children that I have confirmed haven't been coming to church. I suppose, because I haven't really heard, but I would suppose many believe that they've done enough in all those confirmation classes, you know, having to memorize and having to study and all of that. And they don't need that burdensome task of getting up so early on a Sunday morning. But we still love them very dearly. I see them from time to time and just love them. But have we become so comfortable that merely going through the motions seems enough for God to continue shedding His grace? St. Paul said, now that we've been forgiven, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Are we to sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? And he says, by no means. What about all that rejoicing that Jesus says we're to enjoy? When this cross of Christ is at the center of your life, in all that you think, say, and do, you will see things differently. You'll pray differently. You will ask whatever it is you ask of the Father, and then my will, Lord, becomes your will. And that's not a prescription or a lesson on how to live. It's just a fact. It's a reality. Jesus said it today in our gospel. In just a little while, as today, I'll be speaking hopefully to a couple hundred folks up at the Bluegrass Festival, like I do twice a year. And I'm going to speak to them about the ease of a life following the will of God. I'm going to tell them about how miraculously joyous our lives are when we are with Christ as our head, as our creator, as our comforter, as our provider. We rejoice at the peace our Lord gives us. We rejoice for all that the God-man Jesus Christ has accomplished there upon that cross all those many years ago. And that's where I want to end today. The peace of God. The peace that is yours in Christ Jesus and because of Christ Jesus. That's what it's all about. So often we hear a lesson on prayer and it kind of turns into a how-to lesson or how to pray more effectively or how to pray better or more powerfully. But all things which God Himself never taught us in His holy word. Call upon God. It's a conversation with your Father. Rejoice with Him. Talk to God in good times or in bad, richer or poorer, for better or worse, in sickness and in health. Call upon Him in the name of Jesus in the name of the one who took your flesh and he suffered your death and damnation, the one who lives and reigns victoriously, seated at the right hand of the Father, forever showing forth and declaring your justification and your salvation. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We gather our offering.